When were y'all married?
We married when I was 18. If Betty was 18, I forgot what year that was. I could count back and tell you, but I'd have to count back.
When did y'all divorce?
We lived together 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And like I told you, there was something wrong with her.
Yeah.
She the best thing to me. She was just like an angel till she got one of them spells on her.
Mm-hmm.
There wasn't anything she wouldn't do for me. I mean, mm-hmm. anything. And she just needed to run me out of my mind. She about every once a month, she'd just go crazy. I woke up a lot of times, she'd be sitting there at the butcher knife drawing on me, see?
Really?
Really. I had her get a shotgun after me. It was my shotgun she had. And I knew I wasn't afraid of her. I knew if she wouldn't do it on purpose, see? Because I wouldn't even pay no attention to her wake up with that butcher knife. She'd be sitting there, but she could have because, something caused her to be that way. And I knew that gun was going to shoot. If she ever touched that trigger, because of mine in it, just barely would stand cocked, just single barrel. You just touch that trigger and it'd shoot. Mm-hmm. And it did. And like shot her foot off.
Mm-hmm.
And just stuff like that, see.
Mm-hmm.
And I still didn't leave her. I stayed with her. She left me. I come in and went off, my brothers and Lucille's brother and all of us went off, just boys, see, I was just a boy.
Mm-hmm.
And we went off training some dogs on Sunday,
mm-hmm.
just chasing squirrels, you see. We wouldn't want to kill them, we'd just playing with, just fooling with the dogs.
Mm-hmm.
And she left while I was gone.
Hmm. How much education did she have?
No, I don't. She's pretty smart
mm-hmm.
in books, education. I don't know how much she had, but she's pretty smart
mm-hmm.
in books.
Did she, belong to many clubs or
church? No, back there them days they didn't do that. See, that's been way back yonder. Country people didn't do that. They didn't. Oh, she went to church all right. She went to Holiness Church.
Mm-hmm.
But back there then, country people didn't have things like that. They didn't have mm-hmm. clubs and stuff like that. They in them days.
Mm-hmm.
I think they do now. A few of them, not very many of them does yet, but not out here. If they do, they go to town, you see. But country people out here don't belong to clubs and stuff like that. Not poor people like us.
Mm-hmm. When did you marry your second wife?
In 1933.
Mm-hmm. How about the terms up and down and over? How would you use those terms if you were talking about location? Like, say, if you had gone to Houston, you'd say, last week I went.
I'd say, last week I went to Houston.
Uh-huh. Would you use the word up or down or over?
No, I wouldn't.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if it's living here in the country like we do, and if somebody lives down that way, we say down, because that is down, you see.
How is it down?
Because that's the way the water runs.
Uh-huh.
The river's running that way. Mm-hmm. Well, if he lives back this way, we say up. He lives up this way,
mm-hmm.
see? Because that is right, he does. It's uphill that way. Down this way, it's downhill, and we say down. If it's down, because it is down, see? It's just natural for us to be that way because, I don't know why, but...
What if someone lives on the Oklahoma side?
Well, we say he lives over uh-huh. in Oklahoma because it's a high country.